Hey guys, day after Thanksgiving, man, not feeling too hot, but hey, that's alright. So this stream takes place in Council Bluffs, and it is on Broadway, and I'm at a restaurant that does not exist in real life. So it's about like on 28th and maybe 27th and Broadway. And it's like this futuristic restaurant where everything's served like oddly, like alien. Like one of the main dishes is like these meatball pastry, maybe they're pastries. They look like meatballs that are like frosted in like a teal painting stuff. And they're served on a big stick. And, like, all of the, it almost gave you, like, a 70s, I don't know if it's 70s, like, a fluorescent, like, signs, lots of hot pink and blue, and everyone was, it was, like, the diner, maybe, like, a 50s diner, everyone was there. The place was packed, and I had been there before, like, in the dream, and then I came there again in the dream, and one of the, it was actually the dude that plays Glenn in The Walking Dead. And this other kid I knew from high school were in there, and they were, like, the chefs, and they were like, don't let that motherfucker eat. He didn't pay. I was like, I'm just hanging out with my friends, dude. I'm not eating. And I tried to sneak a ball, and I couldn't get it, but I was like, damn. So kind of hanging out in this place, and then I walk out, and then the day changes. It gets super cold, and it's, like, almost dark, or it's dusk. The look behind me, the restaurant is closed, and I have this, like, pizza box in my hand full of pizza and food and stuff, and I'm on the corner, I'm like, damn, I have to go home, and I think I was on the phone with someone telling them I'm on my way home, like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and then rather than going left towards my house, I take a right, and, So towards the right is still the building, but then there's a white, like, 6-foot-tall privacy fence, and then, like, the back of the restaurant was behind that. So I took a right, and I was walking, and then I looked to my left across the street, and there was a trailer on someone's property. Like, it almost looked like a little junkyard, and I could see two sets of legs and then a dog, like, walking, and they were pulling this dog. These two people were, and they were pulling it, but they didn't have the leash on right. Like, it was, the leash was around its stomach, wrapped around twice, and then put on. It was, like, this little white, like, Yorkie dog or something. And I was like, what are you guys doing with that dog? Like, what's going on here? And they had something written on their shirts, and I can't remember what it said. But those motherfuckers were evil. Like, I could tell they were evil. And they were trying to walk somewhere else in town. And I was like, you guys are not, what are you guys doing? I was like, you guys are kidnapping that dog, aren't you? Like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, no, we're not doing nothing. And it's for like, it felt like a long time. I was just interrogating these guys. And then like, it flipped on me. And then they were like after me, like they weren't trying to get me, but they were like, What are you doing? Like, they just kept getting closer and closer to me. And I was like, back up. And, like, it was really intimidating. Like, it wasn't like they were going to fight me, but it felt like they were. Like, we never fought, but it just felt like they were going to get me at any point. It was super tense. And at one point, like, one got on top of the other. So they were, like, double tall. And then in my head, I was like, that means they're going to attack. I have to be ready, you know? So I, like, run away to, I see a group of like, a neighbors, and they're having a little party, and they're around a bonfire, and I'm, like, I run over there, and then I stop, and I look back, I'm, like, I intimidated you, didn't I? Because now that you know you can't hurt me, because there's people here, and they were, like, wow, you're a snitch, I was, like, you guys are gonna kick my ass, and you're stealing that dog, and so they took off, and then I went the other way, I don't know where the dog went. But that was pretty much the end of that part of the dream. And there was another part of the dream where I worked at Hy-Vee. And If you guys have ever seen the show that The Chosen, I mean, you know, there's also the Bible, but there's specifically in the show The Chosen scenes where Jesus, like, comes to each one of the disciples and goes, "Follow me." And in the dream, I was working at Hy-Vee. I had just gotten my job there again. And I worked as a produce clerk, so I was doing that. The context was that I was working there, but I was also chosen by Jesus to be one of his 12 disciples. And it was just like, over the course of days, it was just me working, and then I would look at my phone, or like, look at my laptop, and I'd get an email, and it'd be like, "We had a meeting today at 8:30, you missed it." I was like, "I didn't get notification in time." Or like, there'd be times where I was asleep, and then they would have a meeting while I was asleep. And it was just, it was pretty much me being a disciple, but they just didn't want me there or something. They just wouldn't. Every time they'd have meetings, I was always unavailable doing something else. And it was just kind of like, "Fuck Jesus, bro, he pissed me off. Why is he not letting me in his disciple group? Even though he chose me." So I was upset about that, but the work was pretty much like, it's just so weird. I haven't worked there in like 2 years now, but I have lots of dreams where I'm working at Hy-Vee. I really did enjoy that job. But yeah, I don't think that was, there's pretty much it. The story, it was nothing crazy other than that. I was just like, "Fuck, man, I just keep getting left out." But yeah, hope you guys like these. If anyone listens to these, I don't know.